flexibility now about what you do, but it was very rigid then. And of course, living in a family made it a bit difficult because I can remember when we used to have a rice pudding, my mother used to make me one in a little tiny dish like that with one tablespoonful of rice and a Hermesita sweetener. It was a little tiny pudding. And one time I fancied having a jam roly-poly. So I worked out I could do it with this tablespoonful of flour, and I did it and wrapped it up in a hanky and put some diabetic jam on. But when it came out of the saucepan, it was only about 1 inch square. It was sitting in the middle of the So I decided it wasn't really worth all the effort. But you just sort of, because there weren't all the diabetic things and that now. I'm very into diabetic jellies at the moment because they're nice. But all that sort of thing. And even if you could get it, it was done with saccharin, so it tasted a bit tinny, you know. The puddings they did to you in hospital were horrible because they all tasted of saccharin as well. So gradually over the years, I don't use sweetener hardly at all now. I remember speaking to a lady in a restaurant once whose brother had diabetes, and she told me that he ate rhubarb without any sweetening in. And I thought, no, but I do it myself now. Over the years, she just gradually finds you can't take the sweetness. And so eating the sugar is quite nasty for me because it leaves a nasty taste in my mouth, you know. But I suppose it's good, really, because these sweeteners aren't all good for you, are they? But I, that's what happens to you. You gradually find your diet adjusts, and you think at the beginning you'll never get used to it, but you do. It just becomes a way of life. And I'm lucky living on my own because I don't have to sit amongst people. Christmases used to be a nightmare at first because my family used to love cakes and sweets and puddings and all that sort of thing. And I have to be sitting there saying, it's all right, I don't mind really. And you have to, you know, not make it uncomfortable for other people. But, you know, you just have to manage as best you can, really.
How did your parents react to you having diabetes?
Well, my dad never said anything about anything. But my mother was a very strange reaction, really, because, as I say, from a child, she'd always been ill. We'd have the doctor up to the house, I don't know how many times. And yet when I went home and told her, her first reaction was, your grandmother would have been ashamed of you. And I didn't know quite why, as though I was a leper or something, you know. And it really hurt me because I thought, well, she's having the doctor all the time, you know. But I don't know why she thought that. I don't know there's any particular stigma attached to being diabetic, do you? But it wasn't easy, that was. Gradually over time, she did get used to cooking for me and that. But I don't think she really, really accepted it. And even now, my family, I don't think they really understand what it's like, and I don't bother trying to tell them. You know, I just try and manage as best I can and not make a big issue out of it.